Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work, live, and play on the lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I have an amazing interview and track retrospective today from Alberta's Prayer Hands. I will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this episode's tracks of the week. These range from minimal to housey to progressive, serving up some blinders here. First up is Jason with Nicola Benelli. This is Style of Your Own. Enjoy.
So you master the saxophone.
Thank you.
three great tracks of the week there. A nice update of Frankie Knuckles' classic Whistle Song from Synthie. The last one there was a delicious offering of Nick Curley and Jansen's Chip Buddy with Alex Cannon on the remix. Check out those at your favorite retailer. On to the feature, though, for tonight's episode. We'll head to Edmonton to check out a guy that's been getting some international buzz of late. He's here to talk about production, bass house, and festivals. This is Prayer Hands. Full track list for his interview and a collection of Prayer Hands web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Let's check out the first half of the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to Alberta-based DJ and producer Prayer Hands. He's had a number of releases over the past few years on labels like OFDM, Vibrancy, and Uprise Music. He's DJed at gigs across Western Canada, and I first heard about him last September when his track Sour featured on Roger Sanchez's Release Yourself podcast 986. He's definitely someone to watch for. It's my pleasure to be speaking with him. This is Prayer Hands. So to begin with, how would you define your sound?
The main idea behind the Prayer Hands project when I launched it, number one thing that I want to do is I grew up a hardcore hip hop head, and then I developed a love for electronic music. So my big goal with my projects is to kind of bridge the gap between those worlds. So you will definitely usually hear a lot of hip hop influence in my house tracks. And then another thing I've always just loved, the uplifting feeling that you get from a lot of house music, the kind of stuff that hits you in the soul. So I guess a lot of soulful sampling and soulful writing as well.
And did you have any musical training when you were younger that's helped you out as you've gotten into producing?
You know what? I didn't have much for like formal training, but I have been into music and writing music for a good portion of my life at this point. I started out writing music as a hip hop artist, doing MCing and R&B. About 6 years ago, I played a festival that used to exist in Alberta. It was called Boonstock. When I was there, there was a few acts. One of them was actually Grand Theft before he like blew up. He played right after me. Like I did a hip hop set that day and then he played right after me. And it was the first time that I had heard like trap and house music really meshed well together with hip hop, and it just blew my mind. So that from that day forward, that was kind of my goal. So then I got more into the production side of things and DJing side of things from there.
Tell me what your experience of trying to build up your reputation as a DJ and a producer in Alberta has been like.
It's a grind. It's a steady grind. It's a 24/7 thing. I have been really fortunate, I feel. I've built a great network of artists that I look up to that have helped me develop my sound and helped me connect with promoters, etc. And I've been really blessed with a lot of really loyal followers, especially in the Western Canada area. So, it's been a few years at it getting to where I'm at for sure. But it's been a great experience.
Looking for that after party. She don't want to go to bed. She don't wanna stop at all. She looking for some other bread. Looking for someone to ball. She looking for that at the party. Looking for that at the party. She looking for that at the party. She looking for that after party. Everybody in the Everybody in the mother...
With COVID shaping the past year, what have you done to share your music and mixes with people? And how has that whole experience been as a performer?
I feel like every artist has suffered at some point during COVID. It definitely is a big culture shock to our lifestyles. But I definitely was able to find some silver linings and adapt as well. One great thing for me was embracing the Twitch platform, which I'll be honest, at first, it wasn't really something that I thought I'd be into, but I decided to give it a try. And during COVID era here, I launched a weekly live stream series on Twitch called Sunday Service, and it turned into a beautiful community. A lot of regulars joined in every week, and a lot of like inside jokes in the chats kind of grew a life of their own. I was really thankful with that. Definitely felt like I connected a lot more with my following through that. So that was one silver lining for sure. And then the other silver lining is, I mean, when you're busy playing festivals or on tour runs and stuff like that, it's sometimes hard to find the time to keep learning and developing your sound. Whereas with COVID, there was nothing but time. So I definitely do feel that I was able to dive in, do some learning, and improve my skills as a producer during it.
She ain't know the way. can court the wave.
Okay, let's focus on production. When you are producing, which DAW do you use and why?
I'm an Ableton guy myself. To be honest, when I was first looking into production, a lot of the artists that I first found as early influences, I saw that they were on Ableton. So, you know, it was kind of a monkey see, monkey do thing. I felt if they're making the stuff that I love, then that's probably the program I should go with. And then just in my inner circle as well, with the other producers that I knew early in the game, most of them were on Ableton. So it was just easier to get information, find tutorials, and collaborate as well. So that was my deciding factors.
And within Ableton, do you use mostly their VSTs or do you use external ones and possibly some hardware as well?
You know what? I'm not a huge plugin guy. Like, I know some producers have to have the newest, hottest plugin all the time. I do obviously use some, but to be honest, I feel like I've gotten pretty good with a lot of the stock plugins that are included in Ableton. And I think that's a good way to go about it. It makes collaborating easy, and it's always easy to find information with those as well.
Yeah.
What is your approach to making music? Do you normally have something in your head before you get started, or do you like to experiment and then just hope that something creative happens?
A bit of both. Sometimes an idea will come to me and then it's, trying to sit down and translate it onto the DAW during those sessions. And sometimes I just go in blind. And what I like to do, I call it the meat and potatoes method. It was actually something that I learned from Ill Gates. What I like to do is either find a vocal or a sample, or come up with like a melody that I'm gonna build the track around. And then I'll just loop, put that on loop, and then build around from there. Sometimes maybe a track will really inspire me, or a certain sound will really inspire me at that time. So then I'll use some reference tracks and try to not, steal that sound, but build off of that inspiration.
When you first started doing this, which aspect of production did you find most challenging?
Well, I'll be dead honest, figuring out Ableton at first was quite a learning curve. So yeah, I mean, any new producers out there, I definitely suggest taking a course if you can, or, finding some beginner tutorials just on learning the basics of Ableton, because it definitely can be a bit of a intimidating thing at first. I guess for me, the part that I struggle with the most was probably the mix down phases. I really enjoy writing music, but the fine details, figuring out which frequencies to EQ out and where everything should sit in the mix, that was a bit more of a challenge for me, because I just felt like that's a bit more of a boring aspect of the game.
Okay, when you are DJing, what is the live performance setup that you use? CDJs, Traktor, something else?
I'm on CDJs. I use Rekordbox on CDJs. When available, I do love to have 3 decks available, because I do like to throw in a lot of acapellas and do some like live mixing and stuff like that. But yeah, on CDJs.
And when you are performing, how much of your sets are planned in advance?
Depends on the setting. If I am on a tour run, or if it's a festival gig that I'm really excited about, I want to make sure that I present present my best self. So I do put some game planning into those. They might not go exactly to the T. What I'll usually do is I'll have a few folders of what I think may go well that day, and then I'll kind of read the energy from the crowd and go from there. What I like to do is I label all of my tracks by key, and I like to be pretty familiar with my music, so it's pretty easy to kind of throw a change up in if I feel like the crowd is wanting something different. And then if it's like, say I'm playing like a club night, or you know, just like doing a back-to-back or something like that, then I would just put some folders together of music that I'm feeling at that time and just kind of wing it from there.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
This is Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm DJ Wah. You're at the halfway point of the Prayer Hands interview. Full track list along with a full list of Prayer Hands web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. On to the second half of the interview.
Over your career, are there any countries or specific clubs or events that you've absolutely loved to play at and are really excited to play at, hopefully, in the coming months?
Yeah, there's been a few. One really fun thing that I've got to play is an event they call Soundwave, and it's here in Edmonton where I live. And they actually throw massive raves right in the West Edmonton Mall Water Park, so it's like the biggest indoor water park in the world, and yeah, they pack it and throw a rave in there, and that's a really cool atmosphere. So I've got to play that a couple times, and definitely hope to do that again. That's probably my most exciting one from the home area. I did get to play a festival called Bamboo Bass in Costa Rica, and that was a really cool setting. Just Costa Rica itself is beautiful, and where they threw the festival, it's usually a zip line course the rest of the year, so the stages were built like right in the middle of the rainforest. It was just a really cool vibe there. So that was one that blew me away. Honestly, this last summer, this is another kind of silver lining from the COVID thing, because a lot of the major festivals weren't able to happen. There was a few smaller scale festivals that popped up the past summer here. And there's one in Alberta called Wubs in the Woods. And same thing, the promoter who throws it, it's on his family's land. They have a huge piece of land, so they can keep building onto it every year. And same thing, stage is built right into the middle of the woods. And yeah, it was just a really cool vibe. So those are a few that come to mind highlight wise.
Do you feel more passionate about DJing or producing, and which of the two do you find more challenging?
I would say that I'm a DJ slash live performer at heart. Nothing matches the energy of a live performance when you feel that you've got the crowd eating out of the palm of your hands. It's my favorite feeling in the world. So I guess I love both, but if I had to choose, I'd probably say that the DJing aspect is one that I look forward to the most. I would definitely say production is more of a challenge, but it's also definitely very rewarding. The feeling of enjoying one of your creations is a pretty epic moment, and obviously that builds towards the DJing side of things. So yeah, they both go hand in hand.
Righteousness come by the law. For righteousness.
Just out of curiosity, when you do have a track feature on a major podcast or DJ set list, do you notice an obvious uptick in online interest in your tracks and socials?
Definitely, it can, for sure. Yeah, that was really cool that you mentioned that you heard of me from the Roger Sanchez podcast, because that was a pretty surprising and wild moment for us when we saw that that happened. He's one of the legends in the game, so it was pretty cool just to see that get mentioned by him. Like a few things that have really, I feel, bumped up my notoriety was like that. Dr. Fresh has supported some of my music in his caller ID mixes and in some of his live sets, and I definitely feel I've gained a solid following from that. And here in Canada, people like Neon Steve, Small Town DJs, Rumpus, Funk Hunters, stuff like that, supporting, I definitely feel has helped me with even festival bookings and just gaining that traction around here.
Can you tell me one or two tracks that you are most proud of producing?
Probably my favorite creation would have to be a tune that came out earlier this year. It was called So In Love, and I just think it's a really beautiful tune. And the extra special part about it is that I got to write it with one of my idols. I had the opportunity to tour with Ill Phil, the UK legend, a couple years ago. And he was actually, honestly, like one of the first big, big influences that made me fall in love with house music. So when we were on the tour, we started writing the skeleton of the tune together, and then we finished it up over the past year. And yeah, I think that's a really special one. So that was one that I got to scratch a bucket list goal off. And then, yeah, the one that you mentioned at the start of the interview here, actually, Sour, I that's probably my personal favorite. Like, if I ever hear any of my own music, that's probably my personal favorite to listen to. I just think that one had a really unique sound to it and a really fun vibe. Yeah.
Boy, I got my mind on tape.
Okay, and then are there any producers or DJs whom you really admire, and why?
Yeah, definitely have a few inspirations that I look to often. If I had to pick a favorite artist and somebody that I look up to the most, it would probably be Chami. Everything he touches is gold in my eyes. I don't think he's ever put out a song that I didn't love. And I love what he's done with his label, Confession. That's another big bucket list one that I hope to land here soon. So yeah, he's definitely one. Another guy that I think just constantly puts out really quality music and constantly pushes the game is Chris Lorenzo. So he's definitely up there for me. And even though he's not so much on the house side, I think Skrillex just continually pushes the envelope as far as mixdown quality, sound design quality, what producers can do. So he's one that I look to often as well.
Okay, and then what is the future for yourself in production and in DJing?
Yeah, as I mentioned, landing on Confession and a few other goal labels are kind of the top vision board things I have in mind at the moment. As far as live act goals go, my number one bucket list thing is to land at Shambhala. That's always been my favorite festival that I've ever attended, and I think that's kind of the holy grail for electronic music in Canada, so hopefully can scratch that one off the list soon. And yeah, right now the game plan is to just keep steady grinding, keep up with the networking. I've got quite a lot of music that I created over COVID here with the extra time, so just finding homes for that and keeping up the momentum.
And before we go, is there anything that you wanted to promote right now?
I guess the next thing coming up right now is October 29th. I have another EP coming out on the label OFDM. They've been a really great label to work with. Sour actually came out with them, and they've definitely helped. Both times I've released with them, I actually landed a number one release on Beatport, and they've helped my music get supported by some pretty big inspirations. So I'm excited to work with them again, and I've got a 2-track EP dropping with them on the 29th. I'm excited to see how those do.
Transcendence.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Prayer Hands for agreeing to interview and for serving up such a nice collection of hip-hop influenced bass house. Head on over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to check out his track list along with links to his socials. As well, his new 2-tracker dropped on OFDM a week ago and is worth checking out for 2 new ones, The Truth and Tonight. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, go to Apple Podcasts or the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca for this episode, along with other great interviews and guest mixes from the past. So get on that.
Up next is Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. Join him as he takes you on a two-hour voyage through the world of trance. Before we go, though, let's set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. For this one, let's jump back 15 years in time to 2006 for an absolutely beautiful, uplifting, yet deep vocal track. This is Milk and Sugar with Stay Around, featuring the late Angel Moraes on the remix. This is so good. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.